98.1 FM.
70,000 watts of gospel power.
Power beaming on the Blue Mountains of Mississippi and the flat plains of West Texas and the beaches and bayous of Louisiana. KAYT 88.1 FM.
By the Word with Greg Tejada, pastor of the Word Christian Center in Alexandria, Louisiana. I invite you to stay tuned as I share a powerful message from God's Word that will change your life. It is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes out of the mouth of God. And now, here's today's message.
Let's look at the root of bitterness. I'm going to spend a little time on this one. Hebrews chapter 12. Amen. Look at what it says here. Looking diligently, lest any man fail of the grace of God, lest any root of bitterness springing up trouble you, and thereby many be defiled. Now, let me read this out of the Amplified Bible. It says, strive to live in peace with everybody, and pursue the consecration and holiness without which no man will ever see the Lord. Now, this is the scripture that says you ain't gonna even see him if you don't live right. Exercise foresight. Listen at this. Exercise foresight and be on the watch to look after one another to see that no one falls back from and fails to secure God's grace, his unmerited favor and spiritual blessing, in order that no root of resentment, rancor, bitterness, or hatred shoots forth and causes trouble and bitter torment, and the many become contaminated and defiled by it. He said, not only, the Amplified said, not only watch for yourself, but watch out for your brothers and sisters, that when you see them moving into bitterness, you better say something to them, because they're going to fall from grace if you don't help them recover themselves out of that. In fact, this whole chapter here is talking about that when the Lord chastens you, don't be weary of his correction. This whole chapter is about how to receive correction. And really how to reach out and help correct one another when we see them slipping off that slippery slope of bitterness. Amen. Praise the Lord. So some people will see, oh, they got a bitter spirit. And you just stay in fellowship and don't never say nothing. Okay. Just let them go down that slippery slope. I remember years ago, I saw this thing take root in a guy who was a minister, who was a very powerful man of God. And there was another man of God that used to come minister in that particular church body. And the one that was over that church body got jealous and bitter toward the other guy because the other guy had bigger crowds when he came. And I heard him say some things. See, this is how it manifests. You begin to talk. He began to say some things about this other minister in a slight, I mean, it's very, very, very subtle, very, very subtle way. He began to slight him and talk about him. And I was just a new Christian. And I said, wow, that's bitterness. That's bitterness. But I was just a baby. I wasn't about to correct him. You know, I was a baby myself who probably need a whole bunch of correction. And I didn't have the understanding that I have today. You know, so I didn't say anything, but I say, brother so-and-so, ooh, they got a bad attitude. They were bitter toward him. And that was a seed, you see, that when that seed is in you, you know, a root system, it don't have just one branch. When the seed germinate, when that tree trunk come up, there are many branches. So on that branch of bitterness, you can have a lot of stuff. You can have people get off into sexual sin because they got bitter at somebody. You take a husband and wife, get mad at one another and say, I'll get him back and go out there and sleep with somebody else. Commit adultery. Come on, Pastor. Amen. because they got mad at somebody. Well, you did it to me, I'm going to do it back to you. All kind of bad stuff can manifest. Them different branches begin to bring forth different kinds of fruit in people's life, depending on what kind of doors they open up to Satan. So I saw it, and then I had to tell you the rest of it. So it wasn't long until that particular minister started doing all kinds of other stuff, where at one time he was living holy and righteously, and then all of a sudden he started fornicating. And then other spirits began to work, and before you know it, the ministry that this guy was over had just come to nothing. And he defiled many. Some people that were defiled by the bitterness that he had inside and the manifestation of it, some of them never have recovered in 30 years. Some people never get back. They get hurt. See, that's how bitter, that's the seed. They get hurt by a minister. They get hurt by a church. They get hurt by a friend, and they never deal with that properly, and they let that seed get in them, and then they go away from God. Now, this is what Adrian Rogers said about the root of bitterness. He said, bitterness blows out the candle of joy and leaves the soul in darkness. The seed of bitterness is a hurt that is planted in someone. It may be intentional or unintentional. Someone does not mean to hurt you, but you were hurt. Sometimes the hurt is only imagined. That's the worst kind of hurt, when it's an imagined hurt. No one has hurt you, but somehow you feel that someone has done something wrong to you. There are also times when the hurt may be the very chastisement of God upon your life. When you look at the context here, it's talking about God chastising you. Sometimes when God want to correct, how many know sometimes people get mad because God want to chastise them? How you know sometimes people get mad, they don't want, they look, don't tell me nothing. I don't want to hear it. I quote a script, they la, 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 I ain't hearing. La, 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 just like a little child. You know how you did when you was living with somebody saying something you don't hear? He said, la, 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 I can't hear you. La, 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 I can't hear you. La, 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 I ain't hearing nothing you say. Sometimes church folks the same way. God start talking, they go, la, 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 or they go talk in tongues. Don't want to hear from God. The soil of bitterness is a heart that harbors hostility and does not deal with hurt by the grace of God. When someone becomes bitter, the bitterness takes root in the heart and grows deeper. The world is full of people who have not dealt with an old hurt. They look for things to criticize, people to find fault with, and ways to justify the way they feel. Have you ever seen people who are hypocritical? Generally, they are bitter people. They know how to push your hot buttons until you react in a way to further justify their bitterness. Then they say, aha, I was right. I have a right to be bitter. So when the scripture says looking diligently, that means you got to take a close look at what's in you. If you have a hurt on the inside, where someone has hurt you, or you perceive that they've hurt you, mistreated you, abused you, or some kind of way, you've been hurt by something somebody did to you, or you've been hurt by something somebody said to you, you have to deal with it. Because if you don't, then you'll begin to push away from the things that God have for you. That hurt will take you right out of the plan of God. And you will harbor resentment and hostility in your heart for many, many years. That's why I say you can hide it for a long time, because it'll grow underground. The root of bitterness is underground. It's easy to hide and camouflage. Seldom do you find anyone who will admit that they are a bitter person. They will either deny it or disguise it. A bitter person is hypersensitive, ungrateful, insincere, holds grudges, and has mood swings. One minute they all right with you, and the next minute they could snap your head off. Bitterness will affect you physically, emotionally, and spiritually, because the fruit of bitterness is an acid that destroys its container. When your heart is bitter, God will not be real to you, because hatefulness and holiness do not dwell in the same heart. And without holiness, you will not see the Lord. If you don't deal with the seed, it's just a matter of time before the fruit manifests. If you have a deep-seated hurt embedded in you, you just can't cut it off at the surface. You know how sometimes people will deal with the symptom of something? And it's just like, it would be just like, oh, you got a bad plant that you want to get out of your yard, and you go and just cut the top off. Have you done anything? No. Why? Because the root is still there. And long as that root is there, I done cut weeds down. I take the weed eater. Yeah, what I'm doing? I'm cutting the surface off, right? Two more weeks. It done shot up even stronger. Bigger. More stuff on it. You know, almost like all you did was prune it. So some people prune they hurt. And they don't never deal with the root. Now, it don't grow up overnight, but guess what? In a matter of time. See, it's just a matter of time before that plant come right there. And if you really want to get rid of it, then you have to put something on it that's going to get down to that root. You got to put some Roundup on it. Right? Roundup or kill it. Now, the Roundup I'm talking about is the Word. You better run to some Word. Drink you a lot of Word. Get some Word down in your spirit. Love will kill it. See, love will kill the root of bitterness. It can't grow in you if you walk in love. It can't grow. See, bitterness comes from a hurt. Unforgiveness, you know, is another part of that. That it's a seed of unforgiveness. When you don't forgive because you've been hurt, then it will grow. And if you just deal with the symptoms on it, and you just cover it up and mask it, and I mean paint it and make it look good, you know, still, if you allow it to grow, then one day it's going to manifest. It's going to produce just what that seed is. People say that hurt people hurt people. Why? Because that seed is in them. That's all they can produce. If they got a hurt seed in them, then all they can manifest is hurt. So if you just cut it off and just deal with the, just put a weed eater to it, it's just going to be a matter of time that it's going to grow back. And if you're not paying attention to your lawn, then the fruit could come out. Then you got a problem. And then everybody else knows you got a problem.
You've been listening to Living by the Word with your host, Greg Tejada, pastor of the Word Christian Center in Alexandria, Louisiana. I trust that you received the Word of God that will change your life and make you strong. This message is available for a gift of $8 postage paid. If you would like a copy of today's message, call us at 318-442-8100. That's 318-442-8100. Or write us at P.O. Box 13195, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71315. We invite you to join us every Sunday morning at 8:30 or 10:30 a.m. and on Wednesday night at 7 p.m. for worship service. We're located at 4701 Lee Street, just two blocks off MacArthur Drive. Until next time, may God richly bless you.
I cherish memories such as videos and pictures and family. And sometimes when I look at some pictures, I begin to wonder. I wonder sometimes when will I see you? Let you know when. One day I left home. I had been going home for about 3 months. Mom and daddy hadn't seen me in about 3 months. And my baby sister Jean come and found me playing basketball. She's a hobby. She's Tuesday, took Mama to the hospital, and I got in the car and rode out to the hospital. And when I got there, Mama was sick. Daddy was standing in the hall with his head down. And when I looked in at Mama, by me being big gone, tears streamed down my face. But ain't it funny about her, Mama? Mama looked at me with a smile. Even though she was smiling, I could see water filling up in her eyes. And I knew what Mama was thinking. I knew what she was thinking. Mama was wondering, Harvey, when will I see you? When will I see you again? You're my only son, boy. I want to know when will we meet? When will we meet? I started singing with Daddy. Me and Daddy got to be like brothers. Traveled the road together, slept together, sung together. Then time the Lord bless us, thing got good. Daddy got sick. I never will forget it. Daddy was in the hospital. The last time I left, I knew he was getting weak. I said, Daddy, I want you to hold on until I get back. Daddy's okay. But when I turned again, I saw that look in his eye. And I knew he was fading away. And when I got into the door, I just looked back. And I just began to wonder, oh Lord, oh Lord. I just began to wonder when. You see, y'all, I don't know about you, but I love my daddy. And I just stood down the hall and said, oh, Edwin, when will I see you? When will I see you again? Oh, how many of y'all got somebody that you want to meet? Just lift your hands if you got somebody. If you got somebody that you want to meet again, I want you to lift up your hand. And lift up your hand. And lift up your hand. Yeah, come on, baby. Come on, come on, come on. Win! God bless you. God bless you. We love you.
KKAYT 88.1 FM.
70,000 watts of gospel power.
Beaming on the Blue Mountains of Mississippi and the flat plains of West Texas and the beaches and bayous of Louisiana. KAYT 88.1 FM.
Come on, everybody.
Fitting Services is a personal care attendant provider agency located at 123 Cleveland Road in Boyce, Louisiana. Our telephone number is 3.
So you can use me. I give myself away. I give myself away. So you can, come on, let him know. I give myself away. I give myself away. So you can use me. I give myself away.
What would happen? If a generation embraced this,
Come on, tell him, here I am.
This is radio station KAYT. Gina Alexander.